Hello, my name is Malcolm Cox, and it's Tuesday, the 7th of June. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we're studying through the Psalms of Ascent. That's Psalms 120 to 134. The sermons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts give a bit more information. Today, we're looking at Psalm 125, verse 3. It reads, "The scepter of the wicked will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous, for then the righteous might use their hands to do evil." The psalmist is on his way to Jerusalem. He's looking forward to that. He trusts in the Lord, verse 1. Mount Zion cannot be shaken. He's confident of being secure there because the mountains surround Jerusalem as a symbol of the way the Lord surrounds his people in verse 2. Not just now, but forevermore. He goes on now to talk about the challenges. The wicked do exist. They are in the land. The scepter, or the rule, the influence of the wicked, he says, will not remain over the land allotted to the righteous. Is this perhaps written, Psalm, in a time of foreign domination over the land? It did happen to Israel many times in her history. And that phrase, over the land, in verse 3 might refer to this. Or perhaps it's just an emotional sense of being overwhelmed by evil influences and godless people. And can't we all relate to that? Evil desires to corrupt what is good and who is good. And this is the danger mentioned in this verse. For if the wicked remain in the land consistently and continually, then the righteous might use their hands to do evil. They may be influenced to take part in that which evil desires. It's a sobering thought for all of those who are loyal to God. Even Jesus mentioned in Matthew 24, verse 12, because of the increase of wickedness, the love of most will grow cold. That's a challenging and sobering thought. The love of most will grow cold, but there is even still some hope in that verse because it doesn't say the love of all. We don't have to be part of the most. We can be part of the minority. We need to be conscious and aware of the influence of the wickedness around us. The psalmist, I'm sure, was not unfamiliar with suffering. You just have to read many of the other psalms. But he has confidence, doesn't he? He says, the scepter of the wicked will not remain. That's the key word, remain. The influence of the wicked is not permanent. Danger is not capable of overcoming faith. Oppression of the faithful is not capable of overcoming their faithfulness if they keep their eyes on God and on Jesus. Just look at the story of Job or Jeremiah or Jesus or the J's there. They were all in danger. They were all oppressed, and yet they all kept their faith. They did not give in to the influence of wickedness. Neither do we have to give in either. Nothing that runs against God's sense of justice lasts in eternity. It's as if evil has a sell-by date. We may not see the date, only God does, but it is there. There is an expiry date for all evil. The end will come. 2 Peter 3, verse 10. The day of the Lord will come like a thief. The heavens will disappear with a roar. The elements will be destroyed by fire, and the earth and everything in it will be laid bare. Matthew 24, verse 42. Therefore keep watch, because you do not know on what day your Lord will come. Or 1 Corinthians 15, verse 24. Then the end will come, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father after he has destroyed all dominion, authority, and power. We can understand the psalmist. The wicked are around us and they influence us, but their influence is limited and their influence is temporary. So let us fix our eyes on Jesus today. Let us fix our eyes on God and remember that we have a destination in heaven, like these pilgrims had a destination in Jerusalem. Tomorrow we'll go on to verse 4. If you'd like to know more about our church work, you can find out on www.nwlcc.org and you can contact me from there. Until the next time, I hope you do have a wonderful day, and God bless.